Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What are you looking for tonight? Like, what's your key? If you like had to say Georgia wins if they do this, or Notre Dame wins if they do that.
I think that Georgia, like, let's just take X's and O's out of it for a second. I think they have to not come out flat in the first quarter or the first half. Saw it against Texas. Obviously, there's a quarterback change. They rally around Gunnar Stockton. They get it done. We saw it against Georgia Tech, down 17-0 at halftime. We've seen it numerous times for them. Alabama, they have to fight back in the second half and do all the things. I think they're the better team. I think if they can simply just, you know, go into halftime with a 7-point lead, kind of like the way I saw them play against Clemson. Like, it was kind of tight in the first half, and then in the second half, they kind of came out flat. But that's my point. Yeah. Like, you just can't go in that far down, because I think Notre Dame's quality enough opponent to where they won't let you kind of make that comeback. But I think that if Georgia can just keep it, you know, we're up by a score at halftime, I think they run away with it in the second half, because I think they're the better team.
And listening to Kirby Smart, listening to some of what the players had to say, it does sound like this team's playing with a lot of juice behind Gunnar Stockton, just the excitement they have behind him as their quarterback. And I don't think they're just saying that to try to gas the guy up ahead of a really big – I mean, this is a big matchup to walk into. Like, you haven't barely played this season at all, right? And then you get thrown into the Texas game. And then now here you are starting a college football playoff game. But I do feel like there's a general, like, excitement around him and his ability and what he allows the Georgia offense to be able to do.
And I feel like Georgia's played this year to you call it flat. They've made a lot of uncharacteristic of a Kirby Smart team mistakes. Turnovers. Turnovers galore. All the picks that Beck has thrown this year is one thing, but they have put the running backs – have put the ball on the ground. They just have Georgia in 21 and 22, and I think 23 too. They look crisp. They look just on point. Everything. No, you know, not a lot of drops. All these things that they did. A lot of drops this year. A lot of turnovers. A lot of kind of like penalties that just like they're not characteristic of what Kirby Smart coach teams have done. And that's the thing for me is you call it coming out flat. That is part of it. But with those mistakes, can they change their identity? Because they have been that all year long. Are they suddenly going to look crisp? Are they suddenly, you know, like Ohio State to me has changed its identity in the two playoff games we've seen. Can Georgia do that? That's the thing for me. That's the question I keep coming back to. And I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good question and it's a good point because. They obviously have made mistakes in the second half of games, and they've done different things. But, that's my biggest key. I think Gunnar Stockton's probably – you're not going to hate the guy if he makes one or two mistakes. You're just you can't. It's his first start. But I love the fact that they've rallied around him because I've been in those situations where not necessarily a backup quarterback, but just a backup in general, a second-string guy comes in, and you know how hard they've worked. And so you look at them, and you get excited that they have the opportunity – that they have in front of them. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this afternoon.